Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Hot Topics from the Soul. I'm your host, Valerie Parker. I'm a businesswoman, author, and speaker. I'm the author of four books now. The first, From the Soul of a Woman, Love Shouldn't Hurt. Secondly, Unveiling Secrets from the Heart, Forgiving Your Past to Free Your Future. Third, Restored Vessels, Young Adults Overcoming Adversities. And my new release, Unlimited Possibilities, The Roadmap to Restoration. I'm so excited and delighted to be on the air today. Here we are, the second week in January 2012, and this is our year, this is our season, this is our moment to make impact. Hot Topics from the Soul was created so that we can be a lifeline to the community and talk about social issues, relationships, family, finances, and so much more. And tonight I have a special guest with me who is no stranger to Hot Topics from the Soul, Mr. Keith Douglas. Keith, are you there?
I am here. How you doing there, Val?
I am delighted. I'm excited to have you on the air with me once again. It's been about 2 years since I've had you on the show.
Yes, it's been about 2 years, and I am excited actually being on the air with you also.
Yes. Now, Keith, you're an entrepreneur, speaker, and a new author. Now, before we get into your new book, give the audience some tidbits of who Keith Douglas is. I know you have a lot to share, considering you was raised on the south side of Chicago and the third youngest of nine children. I know you have a lot to say, but this is an hour show.
Well, to sum it all up, I would say that my testimony has created a platform for me to testify. So me as an individual, as being Keith Douglas, you know, that's my name. However, my experiences through life actually formed me and shaped me for such a time. I'm also an entrepreneur, as you know, and I'm also the husband of the actress Tasha Smith. And there's a lot of exciting things. Yes, there's a lot of exciting things that we are doing. We have several businesses and companies. We have one agency that is called SBI, the Speakers Beer Institute. I'm very, very excited about that. We also have a new fragrance that's called Us, and I'm very, very excited about that. And I'm really, really excited about all of my music endeavors because, you know, I represent a lot of known artists that's out there in the gospel industry as well as the music industry. And I'm more excited about what we're going to be talking about today, my new book, The Power to Get Wealth, No Money Required. I am so fired up and excited about it, Val, and I'm ready to talk.
Well, I can hear you all fired up and excited, but we're going to talk about first things first here.
Okay.
Because, I mean, you are such a fascinating person, and the reason why I want you to go more in depth about who you are is because there's so many individuals that have that I can't mentality. They look at the oppositions instead of the possibilities of the things that God is able to do in individuals' lives. And, you know, growing up, I see that you were a slow learner and you had disabilities and you were diagnosed with dyslexia. For those that don't know what that is, can you go into, you know, give some an overview of what that is?
Sure, sure. You know, I was one of the ones in school that was most likely not to succeed. And, you know, I did suffer from something that's called dyslexia, where you read things backwards. And what I would do when I was in class, I would horseplay or make excuses to be excused from the class because I was afraid of my disability. I was afraid that people would know that I could not function in a proper manner. So I would horseplay. And then what happened was it resulted me to getting kicked out of every junior high school, every elementary school, and every kindergarten school I got kicked out of because I was labeled a troubled youth. But what I did learn when I was in the hallways roaming around with the other troubled youth, that they had disabilities also, too, and there was various disabilities that they were struggling with. So I firmly believe that there's no such thing as a bad kid, kids that are bad simply because there's things that are troubling them. But once you identify what's troubling them, you can correct it. So I always tell people that you may have a disability, but you don't have to be disabled. And my word to those individuals who are listening is that regardless of what you may be dealing with now, that does not dictate your outcome. So you have to have faith, and you have to hold on to the promise of God, and you'll make it through. So that's basically my story coming up and my testimony.
Well, you know, that is going to transform a lot of lives, and that's why I wanted you to bring it up, because I know you're a man of faith, and you have seeded into so many individuals' lives, and I know you like working with young people and empowering them to adapt that mindset of entrepreneurship. And, you know, you at 17 you got your GED, and then was Page Your Business your first business you had, or did you have endeavors prior to that?
Yes, it was a Page Your Business that I had at a young age and actually sold that Page Your Business. But just to actually piggyback off what you just said about empowering young people, that is one of my main passions, to empower young people. You know, the Bible says that how would they know unless they have a teacher?
Mm.
How would they have a teacher unless he be sent? So it's important for those of us who are adults to reach back and to help the young people, because they are our future. So my main motivation is to empower young people. That's the reason why I express my testimony with you, because my main objective is to uplift, you know, those who are without, those who are shut out in the disenfranchised, because I was one of those students who was most likely not to succeed. I was one of those students who was robbed from their hope and their dream. So I have the same passion today to bring up young people, because young people are our future. And like I said earlier, there's no such thing as a bad student or a bad kid. Once you correct what's hounding them down inside, and once you correct the problems that's inside of them, is a jewel inside of every kid. There's a pearl inside of every woman and every girl.
Wow. See, for those of you that have just joined in, I am talking to Keith Douglas, who's an entrepreneur, speaker, and author. He's a businessman. He's in the business of making money, and he's on the show tonight to empower and inspire you to tap into your true potential, the greatness that you already possess. Now, Keith, as a successful entrepreneur, you founded RKD Music and Talent Management. How did that come about? How did you get into the music industry from selling pagers?
What happened was, when I had my pager company, as you know, and I sold it at a young age, I was successful as an entrepreneur. And then I began to understand business at that young age, because I learned how to actually operate in business very, very effectively at a young age. So what I did was, I really, really had a passion for music. I always loved music. And I had a colleague of mine who actually was in the music business, and he actually mentored me and showed me different things about the music business, because I was attracted to music. And he was the one that actually said to me, you know, I think that you'd be good in the music business, because you have charisma, you know, you have the know-how, you know, you have the energy, and, you know, you're really, really good at what you do. So he actually challenged me to go on an internship with him at MCA Records. And I decided, I said, okay, well, I will do this internship at MCA Records. And when I began to do the internship, I started to pretty much just elevate within the ranks, and I was good at what I did. So when we went on tour, I got a chance to meet a lot of other artists. And after I got off of that tour, I knew exactly that's exactly what I wanted to do. So I began to form relationships and do different shows and promote concerts and promote events. And eventually I began to obtain some of my own artists. And one of those artists that I obtained was Dave Hollister, which everyone knows about, and actually did a lot of good things with him and did a lot of amazing albums with him. And I was very, very successful with that. And I also worked with Bobby Brown also too, and other artists too. So I pretty much learned from the ground up. And once I did that and learned the insides of the music business, I actually met with a good friend of mine, who his name was Joseph Gelman. He was a law firm in Beverly Hills. And I told him what my passion and my dream was, and he decided to fulfill my passion and my dream by helping to invest in me. So that's when RKD Music began, and it was born at that particular time with me and my colleague, Joseph Gelman.
Wow, that is a phenomenal story. And it all started with building relationships. I often tell individuals, you know, do more work than you're paid for and do what you do not because you want accolades or admiration, but because it is in you to do, and you do it when nobody's looking, nobody's paying attention, and God gives the increase to your life. So that's why I said, you know, you are such a phenomenal individual, you know, that's why I wanted you to kind of chronologize and, you know, go into your
yes.
coming up, because there's so many people, like I said, that are stuck. They're in a car with the engine running, going nowhere, because they stuck in their mind first, and that causes them to be stuck in their dreams and doubt the gift that God has given them. Those things that keep you awake at night are those things that God gives you so that you can, you know, read, invest in yourself. So talk a little bit about that, you know, the dreams and how you develop the abilities to do what you do. Because me, myself, personally, what I'm doing right now, Keith, I tell you, I had it in the faintest idea that I would be doing it. I was content being a mother and a wife. And,
right.
you know, God has elevated me nationally on a national platform, but it wasn't anything I envisioned for myself. So can you talk about that?
Yes. You know, if you notice when I expressed to you about my internship at MCA Records, and I expressed to you about going and sitting down with the person who actually got me started in the music business and invested in me, I didn't pay for none of those opportunities. I use my interpersonal skills, I use my personality, and I use my faith to actually get those things. So most people feel like if they don't have the money to actually start a business, if they don't have the money to actually get something started, they feel dormant, they feel like they can't do anything. But that is just a trick and a lie from Satan. If you have an idea, if you have a goal, if you have a dream, then you have provision. You just expressed how you had the passion to be a radio announcer, and it was always inside of you, a passion to be a wife, and it was inside of you. And you are those things now. It's simply because you had that passion inside of you. So, you know, it's really important to just know that you don't have to pay for things. You have to use what's inside of you to get things. The Bible says that God gives us the power to get wealth, not the power to bag, not the power to just submit to anything. He gives us the power to get wealth. And you have abundance amount of wealth inside of you. So once you tap into your purpose, then you will receive your provision.
Ooh, you better stop it tonight, Keith.
said,
I tell you, I know those
go.
That are listening are fired up with you.
Okay. We just getting started now.
Yes, yes, which leads us in the power to get wealth, no money required. Now, when I saw the power to get wealth, I was like, okay, great. But when you tagline no money required, I'm like, let me see what he's talking about here. How do you do that?
Okay. Well, you know, no money required, as I said. Now, if you just noticed, I just told your listeners that, you know, when you got that first job, you didn't pay for that job.
Mm-hmm.
You went in that job, and you went to an interview. And when you went to that interview, it was something about you that made that employer hire you. So you got to. We have to get back down to basics and realize what we have inside of us. Most of us are looking outside of us, but the Bible tells us that we walk by faith and not by sight. You are limited according to what you see, but there's no limit according to what you believe. So if you believe something, and if you hold on to your faith, it will come to pass, you see. So your dreams are not a figment of your imagination. It's just showing you glimpses of your future. So you got to hold on to your passion. You got to hold on to your dream. And your dream leads to your vision, and your vision leads to your provision. So it has nothing to do with money. First, I want to break down the misperception of wealth. Most people think that wealth is about money, about material things, about cars and jewelry and all the luxurious things that life brings. And it's nothing wrong with having luxurious things. But if we get things before our time, we're going to have a miscarriage because you're not really, really able or equipped to be able to handle those things. So God gives us what we want, what we need, not necessarily what we want. So it's important to know that the things that are inside of you already that's just stored in your inner person, once you bring those to the forefront, it will actually make room for your provision.
Oh, you better stop it. Now, how can they get this book and how can they find you online or internet?
They can get the book by going to keithdouglas.org, and they can also go to RKD Music on Twitter. And you can go to any one of the download slash word to put it on your iPod or your iPhone. And I'm all over the internet. Just put in Keith Douglas, no money required. The book is all through the internet.
Wow, that is powerful. Do you have any key points you want to share as it relates to this book and why they need to purchase this book in order to jump to start there? Life in this 2012 dispensation that we've been so blessed to be a part of.
Yes. One of my main points, and I want the listeners to really, really take this, because if you take this, it's going to actually turn your 2012 into a success. The Bible says where there is no vision, the people perish. It does not say where there is no fasting, where there is no faith, the people perish. It says where there is no vision, the people perish. And the scripture also says that old men dream dreams and young men have vision. And it's important that whenever God gives you a vision, it leads to your provision. And there's no difference than Moses receiving the commandments. Whenever God gives you a vision, if you're obedient to your vision, it becomes law. It's not a matter of if it's going to happen. It has to happen. Just like the things that you just expressed about you wanting to be a radio announcer. It was in your vision. It was in your dream, and it came to pass. So you have to hold on to your vision. You have to hold on to your dream. Most people are giving up because they've lost their dream. They've lost their vision. They lost their passion. So we got to go back, and we got to go back and remember when we were a little child how we used to just envision that we wanted to be certain things, that we wanted to accomplish certain things. People have lost that hope. They have lost that dream. They have lost that vision. And the Bible once again says, where there is no vision, the people perish. And I studied that word, Val. The word perish means to suffer spiritual death. That simply means that you're not hearing from God anymore. And the Bible says that the steps of a righteous man are ordered. And your steps cannot be ordered if there's no communion or communication with God. So we got to get back to hearing God. People today are not hearing from God. And the scripture says that in the last days that there will be a famine in the land. Not a famine of food and water, but a famine of hearing the word of God. And people will search for the word and they won't be able to find it. We still can hear from God. So everybody should be running to the word of God, running to the word of God, because there's so much abundance amount of wealth and opportunity in the word of God. But people are trying everything else except the word of God. But once you tap into your vision, it's going to lead to your provision. And it's all predicated on the scripture, Habakkuk 2:2. The Bible says, write the vision and make it plain. So whenever God gives you a vision, it's important that you're obedient and write down what God has told you. And once you follow his instructions, he will lead your path right into your destiny. So it's important to know whenever God gives you a vision, then it's going to lead to your provision. So you have to get out of your mind that you have to have money to do things. You have to have money to start things, money as well. And you got to get back and realize that God has made you as from the best hue. He made you in the image and likeness of himself. So there's no one better than you.
Wow, that is powerful. When you said there's no one better than you, that means that you know, he created you for greatness, for that purpose. I was reading today in Isaiah, the 43rd chapter and the 4th verse, and it simply said that he will give people for thy life. And when I read that, Keith, it just stirred me up, stirred my soul, because of the fact that we go through situations and circumstances in our life, and sometimes people are taken out of our life, and when they're taken out of our life, we're able to move into that next level, because the Word of God also says that he takes us from glory to glory. And even in Isaiah, when he was saying, when King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. God will move people out of your way just so his will be perfected in you.
Exactly. And, you know, I want to say something just to add to what you just said, and I'm glad that you said that God will move people out of your way. you have to be aware of the people who have the Jonah spirit. Now, you remember Jonah got swallowed up by the whale.
Mm-hmm.
God gave him an assignment, and he was not obedient to his assignment. So everywhere Jonah went, he stirred up trouble. He stirred up strife within people. So you got to get the Jonahs out of your life. You got to throw them off of the boat. And once you throw them off of the boat in 2012 and you stick to your vision, you're going to get your provision. Because God said he came there, he gave us life and gave it to us more abundantly. He intends for you to have an abundant life. He don't intend for you to be broke, busted, and disgusted. It's important that we get our identities back. We got to get our identity back. We got to get our identity back. We got to stop looking out and start looking within and realize, like I said a little earlier, that no one is better than you. You're the head and not the tail. You shall lend and not borrow. You are of the seed of Abraham. You're supposed to be blessed going in and blessed coming out. So we got to get back to the Word of God. And there's favor in the Word of God. So it's important that we do that.
Well, I think one of the main things that's going on, Keith, is people aren't embracing the Word of God. They're going on their own steam, their own merits. And that's why they're not walking in the alignment that God has for their life. And that's why they can't get to that perfect end, that desired,
exactly,
that promised end that God gave from the beginning. Now, those of you that have just joined, I am talking to Keith Douglas, who's an entrepreneur, speaker, and author. He owns a company called RKD Music and Talent Show, and he just released a new book called The Power to Get Wealth, No Money Required. And Keith was sharing also that he was raised in the south side of Chicago and went through different obstacles and diagnosed with dyslexia, but he did not allow that to prohibit his purpose and the dream that he had possessed inside. And I want to encourage those of you that are listening to go visit Keith's website, which is keithdouglas.org. Visit his website and purchase that book so that it will empower you and inspire you into your greatness. This is a man of faith. He's a husband, he's a father, he's a businessman, so he can tell and share some information that will set your life off in 2012. Keith, can you give some more information regarding your book and another pointer to encourage and motivate individuals to purchase the book? But, you know, I want to say also, Keith, you know, individuals will spend thousands of dollars on vacations and, you know, go out to concerts and stuff like that. You know, not talking about you, Keith, because I know that's what you do. But people will spend all that money to do that. But when it comes to personal development, it's at the bottom of the list. And I don't understand it. God has got to deal with me with that because, see, this information books like what you've written, they were inspired by the Holy Spirit. And when they're inspired by the Holy Spirit, they're to unction and strike a spark in your life to motivate you to go to the next level. But so many people want to stay stuck on stupid, not wanting to progress.
Yeah. You know, there's something I just want to tell the listeners. You know, the scripture says, in 2 Corinthians, that the natural man and the natural woman don't receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit. It is foolishness to them. They don't discern. And see, people are caught in that condition simply because they don't understand the difference between the natural versus the supernatural. And, you know, natural means within your ability, and supernatural means outside of your ability. Man works in the natural, but God works in the supernatural. And in order for God to be able to work for you, he has to be able to work through you. So we have to let go and let God. And see, the Bible says that we were born in sin, shaped in iniquity. So we can't be shaped unless there's a shaper. And Christ said that he said that to be in the world, but not of the world. Most people, they're in the world, you see, and they're of the world. So he tells us and instructs us to be in the world, but not of the world. So it's important that we reach back and we try the Word of God. We have to implement the Word of God. There's no secret or solution to this. This is real talk. You got to you have to accept the Word of God. You have to receive the Word of God. There's no way around it. There's no secret. You got all of these books out there to get rich, all of these philosophies. But really, to tell you the truth, there's no secret. It's about just receiving the word of God and following his instructions. The Bible is a manuscript for success. So we just have to study the word of God. We just have to read. We have to go back in order to go forward. And we at a time now, in a technical sense of social networking and all of the things that are going on. Things are so quick and things are so fast. People don't have time to spend with themselves. People don't have time to meditate. People don't have time to pray. You know, the Bible says to watch and pray, to pray and just watch what God is going to do for you. Watch and pray. But if you don't take time out for yourself and you're all caught up into the world and you're all physical and you're all natural, you're just doing everything that the world has you to do, you're just deceiving yourself, Al. It's important to know that you're just deceiving yourself. We got to get back to basics. We got to get back to interceding. We got to get back to praying. We got to get back to fasting. We got to get back to believing. And that's the solution.
In other words, getting back to the first fruits. And those first fruits are realizing that your life is never about you.
Exactly.
It is never about you. And that's one of the things that I like about your book, The Power to Get Wealth, is because you lay out godly principles. You don't leave God out. A lot of individuals, they're talking about it from the carnal sense, when God has already laid out a blueprint from, the spiritual sense. Because, you know, what profits a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his soul? But, you know,
right.
You can be rich with the spiritual blessings and the finances will come. That means going back to what I said about being in alignment with your assignment on the earth. Once you're completing and walking in that line that God has for you, the finances will come, which brings on the houses and the cars and all these materialistic
exactly.
things that you want. But you first got to get that soul right because of the fact that these material things won't go with you. You can't
That's right.
fit it in a coffin.
That's
but
right.
You can be rich beyond measure if you believe and accept Jesus, who is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and accept his principles and walk in faith and believe, then you shall receive and you shall be great beyond measure. Solomon, you know, I know you can speak fluently about Solomon.
Yes, and you know the scripture says, you know how the scripture says, ye seek the kingdom first and all of his righteousness, then all these things shall be added unto you. People are trying everything else except the word of God. And see, you may not get it when you want it, but God is going to come on time. He's going to come on time, and he cannot lie. So one thing we do know, God cannot lie. So his word cannot return void. And one trick that you got to be very, very mindful of, the enemy's trick is to create a society of rich and poor. If you notice, you got rich and poor. So someone is excluded, and then someone is included. So that's how Satan works. He works as to exclude people from their purpose or to exclude people from their destiny. But that's the reason why my book says The Power to Get Wealth, No Money Required, because I want to let people know that you don't have – your money is not your starting point. Your vision is your starting point. Your dream is your starting point. The person that's inside of you is your starting point. It has nothing to do with money, and you got all of that inside of you. So you have to – get out of seeing the rich and the poor. You got to get out of looking at what someone else has. You got to get out of all of that, and you have to seek the kingdom first and all of its righteousness. Then all those things should be added unto you. And sometimes I also use an analysis about a computer. One thing about a computer, when you buy a computer, it comes with a hard drive. And everything that you put inside of that computer, it is stored in that computer. So whenever you need it, all you have to do is to refer to that file, and it comes up. So the Bible says ye seek the kingdom first and all of his righteousness, then all those things should be added unto you. God wants to add things into you permanently. So when it's time for you to pull them up, you can pull them up. But people have viruses. They have bugs because they're into the world. But once you realize what God has already placed inside of you, you can pull up every dream, every vision, every provision. You are wealthy. It has nothing to do with money. So I want to kill that misperception to not give people an excuse to fail.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that. The excuses. We're good at making excuses of why we can't.
You're right.
So that is powerful. You know, the end of last year, I just got sick and tired of people saying, you know, oh, I'm caring, I'm miserable, I can't wait for this economy to change, I can't wait for President Obama to do this and do that. And I said, you know what? I said, I decree and declare that I'm the righteousness of God. There's nothing broken, missing, or lacking in my life, and every crooked place in my life is now straight. See, you got to start talking to yourself. Start talking to that inner me, that inner boogeyman that tells you that you can't, that tells you that you have limitations, because we serve a limitless God, and he has given us unlimited possibilities. Why? Because he is who he says he is, and he's
exactly.
Not going to change. He's not going to change for you. He's not going to change for me, because he's who he is all by himself. He doesn't need us. But what he says he will do is he will bless us if we walk according to his promises, which are in conjunction with your book that you wrote.
Exactly.
You don't need money
also
when you got
too,
God.
Yes, and I also say this also too, Val, because what I want to do is I want to relieve the thinking of the listeners. I just want to relieve them. And, you know, the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he.
It does not say
as a man thinketh in his head. And the Bible says that we are to cast all our cares upon the Lord. So you got to get it out of your head and get it in your heart. And once you get it in your heart, you'll get it in your belly. And once you get it in your belly, you can birth it.
Mm.
So you just got to get it out of your head.
If you're battling with
depression, it's because it's in your head. If you're battling with lack, it's in your head. You got to get it out of your head and know that the battle is not yours, it's the Lord. So people are battling with homelessness, battling with a lack of faith, because it's all in their head and they're not believing what God spoke over them. You're the head and not the tail. You shall lend and not borrow. You're blessed going in, blessed coming out. There's so much abundance amount of wealth inside of you, but the Bible says that man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So you have to speak yourself into existence, speak yourself into wealth, speak yourself into faith.
Which ushers us into the mind over matter, what we think about it that interrupt the negative thoughts that we believe about ourselves and what people
exactly.
We believe that people believe about us.
Exactly. And let me tell you this also, too. It's so important because, let me say this to you, you know, it's just like a camera. Whatever you could take a picture of, you can duplicate with faith. So you should just be taking pictures all day. And just duplicating, because that's what God calls us to do. He calls us to duplicate, to produce. You're a producer. So it's important that if you can see it, you can bring it into fruition. It's real important to realize that and know that. It's so many things. There's so much richness, just so much wealth. It's no excuse for us to be broke. It's no excuse for us to be down and sad and disparity. So my message is basically to lift people up and just to lift people up. It's a word of hope. It's a word of encouragement. It's to lift people up. I don't see lack. I don't see the lack of faith. I don't embrace fear. It's all about faith. It's all about motivation. It's all about being uplifting. It's all about helping others. It's all about speaking the word of God.
You know, the key word is helping others, and this is what the power to get wealth is. It's helping. It's giving tools and insight into things that you can do without requiring money, because a lot of times people say, oh, I can't start that business, oh, I can't do this because I don't have any money. But you know, when you around, you know, the word of God says that he will cause men to bless you and to sow into your bosom. If I had stayed stuck and my situation, you know, being homeless with my four children, had I not got up and started doing something for myself, started activating that, when you talked about faith at the beginning of the show, having that faith activated in my life to know that where I am right now is not where I'm going to stay. And that's what the listeners have to embrace. Who they see in the mirror every day isn't all there is to them. There's so much more that God has and wants to do for us and through us, because there's individuals that we got to connect to. And when we get our eyes off of me, myself, and I, then the picture becomes a lot bigger and a lot clearer and a lot more broader, because of the fact that He will order our steps where we can make those connections with individuals to bless us, to give us what we need.
Exactly. And like I said to you earlier, that God doesn't necessarily give us what we want. He gives us what we need. And it's important to realize that, you know, He gives us exactly what we need.
Oh, I think you need to back up and say that again.
I said that God does not necessarily give us what we want, but He gives us what we need. And that's why, you know, in my book, The Power to Give Wealth means all needs met. It doesn't mean all wants met. It means all needs met. And what people don't realize is this: God never squeezes us. He just stretches us to widen our territory. So
Woo!
It's important. I'll say it again. God never squeezes us. He just stretches us to widen our territory. So in order for you to get blessed, you got to get stretched. So you may go from homeless, just like Joseph went from the pit to the palace.
Mm-hmm.
So in order for you to go to, you have to go through. And most people, they don't realize that when they're going through, God really, really want to bless them and elevate them. But it's important that you hang in there. That's why the scripture says that the race is not given to the swift or the fast, but it's given to the one who endures to the end. And the Bible also tells us that they that wait upon the Lord shall regain their strength. So God is telling you there's going to be times of disparity. There's going to be times where you're going to be weak. But the scripture says, they that wait upon the Lord, they shall regain their strength. And then it says, they shall mount up like eagles and soar.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So you should be like an eagle, because an eagle only eats live bait, only eats live food. So don't believe the lie from Satan, because he's dead. You want to eat live food. You want to soar in the word of God. You want to soar above the clouds. You're the head and not the tail. You shall lend and not borrow. You are blessed going in, blessed coming out. That was spoken over you. So there's no excuse to fail.
Well, you know,
soar like an eagle and eat live food.
Yes. Well, one of the things that I heard you say, to sum it up, is that our journeys that we've already traveled is necessary.
Yes.
It is necessary for us to be who we are, because I, when I was going through my trials and tribulations, I was like, why, Lord, why? But I wouldn't change a thing, because it only made me who I am today. I wouldn't be talking about domestic violence. I wouldn't be talking about restoration. I wouldn't be talking about wealth and finances and love and forgiveness. I wouldn't be talking about anything. I wouldn't have Hot Topics from the Soul had I not gone through what I went through. It was necessary to get out all the clutter of my life, to be in a place of brokenness, so that I can rise up to be who He wanted me to be. And that's where sometimes we have to operate from, when we're not able to function from top to minimum level, because some of us won't know how to handle the wealth that He blesses us with.
Exactly. And you spoke about brokenness. And it's important that when you're in a state of brokenness, God allows you to go to that state. So therefore, you can become a potter and you can put people back together. You can't put people back together in their condition if you haven't been broken. So when you're broken, he's actually turning you into a potter, because Christ was the potter. He put people back together. He put you back together. So you have to remember when you was broken. So you may have went through domestic violence. You may have went through abuse. All of the things that you went through in a broken stage, God has put you back together. So therefore, you can go out with that testimony and put others together. So So your trials and your tribulations, they are necessary to establish a truth in your life. It just shape you. It shape you to help others.
Yes. Now, Keith, you know, we in the beginning we talked about you being the third youngest of nine children. How have your other siblings wrapped themselves around you and the success that you have embarked upon because of your relentlessness and your devotion to God?
Well, you know, my mother is basically my rock and my mentor, because my mother raised all nine of us. My father actually passed at an early age, but my mother raised all nine of us, and I've never seen my mother do anything disrespectful in front of me. She's always been a lady, so she's been my rock. But to answer your question, you know, I'm a leader within my family, but my family is just like most families. You know, mm-hmm. I have a lot of people in my family that have trials and have tribulations, have vices and have problems. But me personally, I feel like you know, the Bible says the prophet has no honor in his own house.
I feel
that there's several that's within my family that are taking advantage of my message, taking advantage of me, and there's several that are not. So, you know, it's just a matter of, you know, me reaching back, and I've always been the type of person to reach back. I've always been the type of person to try to help those who are in my family. But I would have to tell you that everybody within my family, they're not taking full advantage of the message or the methods that I'm teaching.
Well, and like it into my family, too, as well. You know, so I just wanted to see how that nucleus, you know.
Oh, yours as well. Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, when you said you're the third youngest, well, I'm the oldest girl and the second oldest child.
Wow.
So I have everybody up underneath me, and you know, they look to me and respect me, but not following the precepts. You know, they want the fish in the loaves, but don't want to make the sacrifices to get there.
Right.
Nobody wants to pay that price, go through the brokenness and stuff, and you know, the crawling, the crying, and the things that go, the oppositions that come when you're fighting for your dreams. See, the thing is, you got to put some muscle, some elbow grease in there, because you've got to fight for your dream. And remember, the thing, it is your dream, regardless of what people are saying, regardless of what it looks like or it feels like to you, it is
right.
Your dream. So you have to be passionate about it. You got to be relentless and continue to fight. You got to get up every morning swinging. You know, Keith, it was so hard for me getting up out of my bed every single day from a garage on the sleeping on the mattress, me and my four children. But I said I knew that I could not stay here stuck. I knew that there had to been something more, even though I didn't know what that more was. I just knew
exactly.
It wasn't where I needed to be right then, but I had to fight. And that's what
exactly.
We have to do. We have to fight. We have to be relentless in order to get that wealth that you're talking about in your book.
Right, and one of the best feelings in the world is when you can say, I used to.
Yes.
I used to be homeless. I used to be on drugs. I used to. And I tell everybody that you got more devils behind you than in front of you. So you got to look at all of the obstacles. You got to look at where you came from and where you are now. And in order to be a believer, you know, in order to be a believer, Christ says, he says, to pick up your cross and follow him. He said that you will be persecuted for my name's sake. And see, the scripture says, calls us, the Bible says, to present ourselves to God as a living sacrifice.
Mm.
People want the crown, but they don't want to deal with the trial. So it's important to know that you have to go through something in order to get to something. And one thing I want to let all the listeners know, too, don't be fooled. Trouble don't last long. You got more good days than bad days. It don't last long. It's just a trick from the enemy. So you got to hang in there during times of disparity, because trouble don't last long. You got more devils behind you than in front of you. So you should start looking back of how many devils you conquered and not looking forward and looking at the trial or looking at the obstacle. You guys got to keep pressing forward. Sooner or later, your name is going to be called. God cannot lie. His word cannot return void.
Absolutely. I say to my co-host, Shirley Carter, a lot of times, I said, you know, I don't care. I said, sometimes I'd be stuck and can't go nowhere, can't move, but one thing I know is I won't go backwards because I know too
That's
much.
Right.
I know too much about him. I know too much about what he can do and know very little about what he can't do.
Right.
You know?
And the enemy only has one trick, and I want to let the listeners know this. The enemy got one trick. His main trick is to steal your joy.
Yes.
And the scripture says that the joy of the Lord is where we find our strength. So if you're trying to find your strength within yourself, you're going about it the wrong way. The joy of the Lord is where you find your strength. So it's important to realize that the joy of the Lord is where you find your strength. So despite what you may be going through, you got to encourage yourself sometime. You got to put a smile on your face. Your attitude will determine your altitude. So it's important that you just put a smile on your face when you're going through trials and tribulations and just know that your number is going to be called soon, and just hold on to your dream, hold on to your vision, and don't let nobody take it away from you, and fight the good fight of faith. You have to fight because life is a race. So live this life. Win the race. Win the race. Fight. Don't give in or don't give up.
This light affliction is but for a moment. People
light
say,
affliction
I guess,
is but for a moment. You better believe it.
Somebody probably saying,
but
I got talking about light.
Us.
This ain't no light
That's
affliction.
Right. Whoo, my goodness. Boy, don't get me started on this phone now.
It is always a pleasure to have those of you that are listening in. I'm talking to Keith Douglas, a successful entrepreneur, speaker, and author. And he has a new book out, The Power to Get Wealth, No Money Required. And if you want to know about that, how you can get wealth with no money required, simply go to his website, keithdouglas.org. And then you're on Facebook and Twitter, so you can keep up with Keith to find out where he's speaking at, or if you know someone that could bring Keith in to speak to your organization or your company, you know, you can reach out to him, visit his website, and peruse through the pages, and I'm sure you'll be blessed by him as you are blessed right now by listening to him. So, Keith, what's the next step for you? I mean, God has blessed you, and he's done so much. What is the next step? Second book?
The next step is the second book, and that book is going to be called Artificial Intelligence. But this year in 2012,
why you always
got to
get so deep?
I see artificial intelligence.
You got to get so deep. Now, you know I'm going to say, now, what is that about?
Well, I can give you a little glimpse of it. I'll give you a little glimpse of it. You know, the book is going to deal with spirituality. Mm-hmm. It's going to deal with environmental issues, and it's also going to deal with health and nutrition. We are in a society today. We are in a fast food society today. So, therefore, it's going to break down a lot of the myths. It's going to get people back to basics. It's an exciting book. It's an exciting book. It's mm-hmm. an exciting book. And I just have to say that, you know, as I said earlier, the Bible says that we were born in sin, shaped in iniquity. So I am unshaping people with this book, making people whole again.
I like that, putting the folks back together by first repositioning their thinking and interrupting the negative voices that are going on in their head. So I appreciate and salute you. And, you know, one of the things that I'm more grateful for, Keith, that you are a man of God, and you make no apologies about it.
Yes,
and
thank
I
you so much.
You so much because, you know, there's so many men that are not standing and, you know, they're looking at athletes and this and that, but, you know, you're a man who has been through and have stood the test, and you remain in the trenches with God. You didn't leave without him.
Right, and one thing I want to let the listeners know, too, for those men out there that are listening, you're not going to go anywhere without your woman. And where there's no good women, there's no good men. And I'm a product of a good mother. I'm a product of good women in my life. So, therefore, I know that's my foundation. And, you know, in 2012, like I said, myself and my wife, we're going to be building a lot of businesses. We're going to be helping a lot of people. And like I told you earlier, that we have a fragrance that's called Us, and it is doing extremely well. We also have the Speakers Bureau Institute, where we have actresses and entertainers.
That.
Yeah, we have actresses and entertainers, and we're showing them how to establish their brand and enhance their market. And also, you know, we just building so many different businesses. And, you know, once again, the people can get my book at rkdmusic.com. They can also go to keithdouglas.org. They can also go to Keith on Twitter, rkdmusic on Twitter. And they can also go to SBI and look at the Speakers Bureau Institute. So we're building so many businesses. And not only are we building businesses, we actually are helping young people also to work along with us. We're building young entrepreneurs. We're just so excited in 2012 about building people and uplifting people and helping people. That's the mission in 2012 besides the book, just building people and uplifting people. And our alma mater is what we make happen for others, God will make happen for us. So we about just building people.
Absolutely, and that is so powerful, and I salute you as being a man and being a man of God, because that's what's lacking in the kingdom. And you're walking with integrity and willing to sow into the young people's lives and build their dreams and re-solidify the hopes that they have. And I know, you know, I was raised in New York, and I know a couple of times I was chased home after school with those bullies and stuff. And, you know, bullying is one of the main things that are causing our young people to take their lives. It's nothing like how it was when we were growing up. But right now, that is the main thing that's afflicting our young people. You
yes.
can be the peer
yes.
pressure, and, you know,
yes.
you're looking at me or you don't have this outfit or something, but now it's gone into
right.
sexual and the bullying. So men
yes.
of God like you are so needed, because it's like when you have a man, you know, I believe in the headship. Even though I'm a single woman right now, I still regard and believe in the headship, because God is not going to change his law for anybody.
No,
we
not
have
at all.
To be submitted to the headship regardless. If we want to be blessed and get to another level, we have to be submitted under someone. So
right.
those of you
and
that...
You know, you just mentioned peer pressure, and I'm glad that
yes.
you mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
Because my book, you know, The Power to Get Wealth, No Money Required, it breaks down the misperception of wealth. When I was a kid, peer pressure was different. When I was a kid, peer pressure was a cigarette. Peer pressure
yeah.
was someone trying to get me to ditch class. That was peer
yes.
pressure. But today, kids, peer pressure for kids today is a Louis Vuitton bag, some Gucci shoes. So the kids today, the misperception of wealth in kids today are luring them into trouble. You know, when you go inside of the jails, you talk to the young men in jail. All of the young men in jail, what you in jail for? They in jail because they was trying to get some material wealth. They wasn't in jail because they were protesting against injustice. They was in jail because they was trying to get things. So the peer pressure today is things. The peer pressure today is coming after our little girls' sexualities and our little boys' nature. So it's important that we live in a sex-craved society full of finances, money, and things are moving at a fast pace. But it's important that the adults start putting the right thing into the kids, because the kids are our future. So if the kids are bad, we're bad. Where are we going to go without the kids? So we got to stop all of that. We got to get back down to basics. We got to get back down to love, and we got to get back down to putting the right things inside of our kids, because they're our future.
What would you say to those parents that are, you know, working, breaking their necks to try to get that $150 sneakers? I heard a pastor say that she was in a beauty shop yesterday, and there were young women there that were making minimum wage, and they were trying, and they talked about how they bought their child a $150 pair of sneakers, and guess what? They can't even wear it to school for fear that somebody will take it off their feet.
Yeah. You know, and see, It's really sad, and you know, I understand the condition. You know, our people, a lot of times, you know, for instance, if one of our women may be on welfare, they will take their welfare money to actually get their hair done. And that's really just a lack of low self-esteem. They want to look good, and there's nothing wrong with looking good. People want to look good. If you notice, even in their poor stage, they're still trying to look good. They're still trying to smile. They're still trying to be on top. But they don't know. They don't know how to get out of their condition. And that's the reason why I'm on this phone talking to you, because I want to give people hope. I want to let people know that you may be broken, but you still have a dream. You still have a vision. And you and not only do you have a dream and a vision, you have a way out. That's the main thing. There is a way out. No one is showing you the way out, but I'm telling you, Jesus is the door, and he is the way out. So if you just would just take the time out to just look at yourself and begin to realize who you are and whose you are, and just try God, watch what God is going to do. Once you get excited about God, God is going to get excited about you, and things are going to start changing in your life. You know, but I can feel the pain of broken people, because I was once that broken person. I was once that youth that thought just because I had a gold chain around my neck and some material things that I was complete and whole. But it was a trick from Satan. It was a trick from Satan. But once I began to realize who I really was and what really, really was inside of me, I began to just elevate. And I want to give people the same thing that I have inside of me. I want to pass it on to them. I don't want to be the type of person that live in a luxurious way and deny others. I want to give people what I have. I'm not afraid to give people what I have, because the things that I have, they're not mine. They're what God has given me. And God will continue to give me an abundance amount of wealth. That's why it's very important that people begin to sow seeds. Most people don't have just because they're not givers. The Bible says, give and it shall be given unto you. So you can't expect to get something if you're not giving anything. I don't care if you're poor. You still got something to give. You can go down to the homeless shelter and give some time. You can give a good word. You can help people. You got to give in order to receive. You have to sow a seed. And one thing I tell everybody, I tell people, the instructions you receive, I'm going to say it again, the instructions you receive will determine the season you create. The Bible says that we should be like trees planted by the river, whose leaf never withers, and everything that you do shall prosper. You're always in your season. Stop being caught up in, I'm waiting for my season. The Bible says now faith is, not tomorrow, now. You can start today, so you don't have to wait for your season.
Well, you know, Keith, every time I have you on
Hot
Topic
for the Soul,
we always run out of time, because you have so much wealth of information and knowledge and wisdom, and it's always a pleasure to have you. So I'm going to have
you
back.
And thank you, Val.
Soon.
You are amazing. Thank you so much. Thank you for allowing me an hour on the phone with you and your listeners.
Yes,
I want to say really, really quick, they can go to keithdouglas.org to get the power to get wealth, no money required.
Absolutely, and you all that are listening, make sure you do it. And also, you can replay this show, Hot Topics from the Soul, at any time by, you know, going to the website, blogtalkradio.com/soultopics, and you can replay this 24/7. And also visit my website, www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. And don't forget to stop by KeithDouglas.org to pick up The Power to Get Wealth, No Money Required. And those of you that have just joined and listening in or leaving right now, I want you to say this. I decree and declare that I'm the righteousness of God. There is nothing broken, missing, or lacking in my life. Every crooked place in my life is now straight, and all my paths are forgiven. And right now, I'm eagerly walking in my present to complete my purpose, which is my destiny. If you just believe that and receive it, you too will have the power to get wealth. Good night, and thank you for joining. Keith, it's always a pleasure.
Thank you so much, and God bless you and your listeners. Thank you so much, Val.
All right, good night.